Bluegrass, Miss Rhonda Vincent. That's from her new album called Only Me. It's released in stores everywhere. It's a very two-disc set. It's a special type of CD. The first one that she's came out the way it did because the first CD is bluegrass and the second CD is pure country music. And she's got special guest Willie Nelson along with Daryl Singletary on the album. And I know that you're going to love some more cuts from the album as we get to playing them in here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. But as I'd promised, here is part of the interview that I did with the Queen of Bluegrass. You'll hear excerpts of it throughout the next few weeks on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. But this was one of the more colorful ones, I believe, questions that I asked her. And you can hear the full interview on musicchartsmagazine.com, musicchartsmagazine.com. It's on the very front page. But here is Rhonda and I popped a question to her, and then we're going to have one more Rhonda Vincent song coming up here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. Here's myself and the Queen of Bluegrass. A question I have asked you, I've always wanted to ask you this question, Rhonda, is... Have you ever had a day job? Is music always been the job of Rhonda Vincent ever since teenage?
I had a, what do you call it? I guess in high school, when you work half a day and you go to school half a day, your my senior year, I was they called it a COE student. And I got to go to a lumberyard, Green Top Lumber Company, my hometown. And he was the only guy that would hire me because my family, we always worked, we always played on the weekends and was gone a lot. And no other, you know, the bank, I talked to the guy at the bank, and he said, you'd have to be here every Saturday. And it's like, well, my family, we play music. I couldn't do that. Every person, Friel Galloway at Galloway Lumber or Green Top Lumber Company was the only person. He said, you know what, I think that, you know, I was, loved the business classes and ended up, I majored in accounting in school. So I was the accountant or the, kept the books. For Green Top Lumber.
So,
never was, you know, we owned a restaurant at one time, and I never could do the waitressing very well. I can fill the glasses, I can be the helper, and I can clear the tables, but I could never get the orders correct. So never did that. I guess that's pretty much the only job other than just playing that I ever really had was keeping the book.
You can remember thousands of songs and chords and the business of bluegrass, but you can't put a Coke in a glass for a customer.
What is wrong with that? You're right. There is something wrong about that, isn't there?
No, I don't think so. I think you're at your natural lifestyle. Your dad.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Do you drive the Martha White bus too?
I do not drive the Martha White bus. No, they won't allow me to do that.
Your dad, Johnny, and your mom, Carolyn, I remember them very well and had an opportunity to meet them. Your dad is a multi-instrumentalist and played a big part, as along with your mom and family, in your life. But your dad, he really didn't want you doing sports in high school because he kind of thought you might break a finger, and he's seen some pretty big things for Rhonda Vincent coming up. Am I right?
I think you're right, because I remember I played softball. I think I played one game, and the ball came in, and it sprained my finger or something, and he said, that's it. I remember wanted to play basketball and jammed a finger with the basketball, or somebody threw a pass, and it's so, yeah, he did not want me playing sports or anything that would jeopardize the ability to play. My aunt's over here laughing at me.
I'd do anything it takes to make you mine. There's no place I wouldn't go. I'd swim the Gulf of Mexico. Say, see, only me. Passing glance, I was caught up in your spell. I won't waste your time on worn out lines that you know all too well. I must confide, I'd be obliged if you would only see that we were meant to be together. We can make it last forever. I hope you'll pick me, only me. I'm the one who always loved you, hang the moon and stars above you. I'd do anything it takes to make you mine. There's no place I wouldn't go. I'd swim the Gulf of Mexico. Say, see, only me.
stars above you. I'd do anything it takes to make you mine.
There's no place I wouldn't go. I'd swim the Gulf of Mexico. Say, see, see, only me. Say, see, see, only me.
There we are. The album called Only Me, brand new from the Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. Hope you enjoyed that short excerpt of the interview that we did. You can get the full interview at musicchartsmagazine.com. We'll play more from that interview coming up next week here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show, along with, of course, that was Willie Nelson on that Only Me album. We'll be playing more of that as well. Hey, I want to say hello to Glenn. Glenn was listening to us on WOTR up in Weston, West Virginia. He was traveling down the road. Glenn is from out west, he told me. And he it got about 75% of the show, and he really enjoyed it, and he hoped to be back through West Virginia again. And he's going to look us up on the net. So, Glenn, we appreciate you so much listening to WOTR up in Weston, West Virginia. And we got another listener at WOTR we'll talk about here just very shortly. But right now, let's get this new music in from Blue Highway to finish up this portion of the Big Al Bluegrass Show. They are Blue Highway to finish up this portion of the Big Al Bluegrass Show. Coming up, I got something special for everybody. We are going to talk a little bit of history, and we're going to use a song that I wrote in doing that. And we got some gospel music and a nice song for a gentleman up in Michigan who listens to us on WOTR. We'll be back after this.